fucking choke.
I got a lot of things to put it in. It's the Hope for All radio show, and I can host it. Broadcast it live Saturday night at 30 p.m.
All right, all right. How y'all doing this evening? Hopefully everybody had a good day. It was nippy out there today. Boy, oh boy. Stepped outside, it was like, woo, go back in the house. Oh, man. Well, I know everybody, you know, you got people who had to go to work, kids had to go to school, the hustle and the bustle of the everyday life. But, you know, just got to bundle up. Make sure you wear your scarves, your gloves, your hat, all that good stuff. Because it is cold out there. That's that pneumonia, bronchitis, blah, blah. Please bundle up. Take your time. Be safe. You know, this is the Christmas holiday. So you just got to be on your P's and Q's when you're out there doing your shopping or whatever case may be. Just watch yourself in the parking lot. Be always safe. Don't just be walking just careless like it's another day in the woods. Like stuff. Come on now. There is so much going on in the world. I mean, so much going on in the world. It's like, where do you start? Where do you start? Well, I know where I'm going to start. I'm going to start right here in Delaware. Okay, this is the number one reason this was created, to get the news out there, period, about what is transpiring in our own state of Delaware. I know we have our Senator Coons who'll be up on CNN. That's fine and dandy, but he's not shedding light on Delaware and what Delaware needs. He's just worried about, you know, his role in Congress. I mean, that's his position when it comes to the domestic relations, but still, what happens to Delaware? So you have an office here, but you don't do nothing here? How that sounds? But that definitely needs to be addressed, because it's a lot of stuff that Senator Coons can be addressing that's not getting addressed. I mean, even with the governor, they don't even want to do anything. They're just like, oh, it's not our jurisdiction. Well, whose is it then? Definitely got to try to figure that one out, that's for sure. That's either here nor there, but, I mean, it's sad when you're trying to get some type of information in Delaware or trying to get some type of word, trying to get something done. You always have these blockers. I mean, block left and right. Oof. It's ridiculous. That's all right, though. Got to keep pushing. That's something you don't do. Don't let no one just give you one simple answer. Be like, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's what he said. That's what she said. So let me go ahead and just do that. It's always, where there's a will, there's a way. So it's always, it might be another alternative to what you already know. Just got to try. That's it. It never hurts too far. You just never know. What is your take on this Miss Ivanka Trump being in the White House running things instead of Milan? What's her name? Milan Trump, which is the wife. So they have a first lady, but it's the first daughter. Like, what? How is that going to work? So the daughter's replacing the wife because the wife ain't trying to, she's not knowledgeable of certain things when it comes to, I guess, the U.S. Because that's going to be the first woman president that's going to be mute. And I mean, that man got her so shook and so tied up and bound up. That she is mute. You don't hear a word from, you don't say nothing. What's going on? Yeah, I'm telling y'all better watch out. Y'all come and find out this woman has been harassed, he's been abused and everything. Who knows? It's just the way how she looked in the days. that's my own opinion on that one. I just said if we find a way out, everyone needs a way out sometimes, especially when you're in an unhealthy situation. So definitely praying for that, because that would be a blessing for us. But you see who he's picking. His whole cabinet is a loaded deck. Big loaded deck. Man, oh man, but we gotta worry about our own stuff down here in Delaware, because you have Governor Jack Markell, who's on his way out, and before he left, he nominated Gretchen C. Gilchrist to become a commissioner at Family Court. Now, I've definitely spoken to several people who I've needed to speak to, and they pretty much gave me the same answer. They told me I just have to be patient. Okay, that's fine. But at the same time, you sit, it'd be like a couple months and nothing happens. Like, what's the world? It is crazy. Well, I'm just, when it comes to life is awesome, sometimes. I don't care what we might be going through, whatever the case may be, life is definitely awesome. It throws us different curveballs. I mean, different things happen to different people, but at the same time, definitely thank God for life we definitely been able to have. Not even that, just being able to have the use of our limbs, to be able to walk, to talk, to cry, all that good stuff. Sometimes people are not grateful for the little things we do have. Got to be grateful for the little ones in order to get the big ones. All right. But it's this book I came across. It's called The Weight. Now, I know I've been hearing about it. I finally came across the book. Came across it online. And I read the synopsis. Now, it looked like a pretty, pretty good book. It has a young lady on there by Megan Good. I know some might be familiar with her. She's an actress, and her husband is like some producer or something. So I guess the wait is pretty much because they waited until they got married to consummate the marriage. So that was a very interesting book. Now, how do y'all feel about the wait before marriage? So, you dial in 323-642-1559. Once again, that's 323-642-1559. Do y'all think about the wait before marriage? Definitely would love your feedback. You can also email me at mcassociate4@gmail.com. So I would love to hear from you. You can just call and then you can dial it. But when it comes to surviving life, boy, I'm trying to tell you, without prayer, without faith, without hope, gotta have those things. Still key essentials into our children from the time they are born. So I take my hat off to all the mothers out there, not even just the mothers, because you have some fathers too, but for the most part, it's the mamas. So I take my hat off to the mamas. Like I say, it's Mother's Day every day. not just one day to holiday. Look, look, look. Mother's Day. Thank you. Real, real, real. I was looking at the news the other day, and I was, it was funny because Trump was on there and he was talking, and I just listened to him, like how he talked, and for him to be very wealthy and successful, his speech is not of an educated man. Now, I'm not the one to try to make fun of anybody, but at the same time, this is who is supposed to be our president-elect, okay? So when anybody goes after him as far as, like, you know, talking about him, criticizing him, dissenter, they get backlash. Fortunately, they get backlash, but at the same time, it's like, what the world? This man doesn't even know how to talk proper. Like, who in the world? That's all right. Y'all just got, like I said, sit back, enjoy the soap opera, and that's exactly what it is. It's a mini soap opera that's going down within the nation. But at the same time, I just, you know what I'm saying, you still got to remain optimistic and hopeful throughout the situation. I've seen so many posts of people crying, and just, it just seems like they want to just throw in the towel, you know what I'm saying, and just go somewhere. But where are you going to go? Because either way, this is going to affect the whole nation, the whole nation. And I don't think half the stuff that he's talking about, he's going to do, that he that they're going to allow him to do. If they do, what it is. But at the same time, I cannot just sit there and not say anything, point blank. That's why I said it's called Hope for All radio show for a reason, because without hope, man, without hope, there is no life. You gotta have hope in order to have some type of life. Because we hope for different things. We hope for this, we hope for that, we hope for whatever. Whatever your dreams and aspirations are. But just because we have this man, Mr. Trump, you know, as the elect, you'll see. God works in mysterious ways, that's all I can say. And it just doesn't feel as though this is how it's supposed to be. But if it is, then so be it. That's one thing. Definitely don't question God. Not at all. Not at all. Because everything is already pre-written. So it's going to be what it's going to be. All we got to do is just continue to watch the soap opera. Because that's exactly what it is. Ain't no need to change the channel or nothing else. Leave it on channel 26. Leave it on the CNN, and you're going to get what you're looking for. A show. Definitely a show. Now, with these two stations, it seems like you have Fox, who's for him, for Trump, and CNN, who seems to be against him. Now, before, they used to be pretty much neutral, and they're not neutral anymore. I wonder, like, what in the world is going on with that? Because I have to watch Fox, and I'd be like, are you serious? They really defend this man? And I have to sit CNN and be like, okay, somebody has to say, Judge Jeanine, Lord have mercy, that woman, she in love with Trump, if you ask me. But I definitely want to definitely let y'all know about our own state as well, too. Not just, like I said, I do the current events just to let you know, because some people, they don't bother watching the news or reading the newspaper because they're just like, I'm not feeling it. That's not my speed. But they still want to be informed. They still want to know what's going on. So therefore, this is why I created this radio show, in order to be able to let others know what's going on. It's been definitely been a bumpy road. Like I said, I'm new to this, so I'm still working out the kinks. But you know, it's progress. It's definitely progress. I can say that. So I definitely appreciate all my listeners. Thank you, thank you. As the ones that's on the boards and the one that's online, I appreciate you all. Oh, it's crazy. I went to the school today, and I went in the office, and I was talking to some young lady that was in there. She didn't work there, but she was in there. So we got to talking as I was waiting for my daughter. And she was pretty much, she was just feeling so, she just looked so sad. And she said, and I went over there and I talked, I don't know what it was. I need to stop doing that because I just be walking up to people and, you know, try to talk to them. I mean, sometimes it's okay and sometimes, you know, you gotta watch yourself because some people don't want you fooling with them for nothing. But it just looked like she was in a whole nother world. And God forbid, you don't know what a person's going through. Like I keep saying, we definitely got to be mindful of what comes out of our mouth. Because the words that we have in our mouth that comes out is very, very powerful. And once it's out there, it is out there. Period. You know, if it's but about that one. And you got a lot of men who like, you know, calling people out their names and stuff. So it's just we just got to get our stuff back to where it used to be, like respect. It seems like chivalry is dead, like it's gone. Men don't hold the door no more. I'm like, Lord have mercy, what is going on? It's a lot, too. That's why I said there's nothing wrong with waiting and holding out for the right one. Just allowing God to send you the one that He wants, that He created for you, and you're definitely know, because you won't have to say, you won't have to be like, oh well, I need this or I need that. They're gonna be willing to do whatever it is to make you happy. You know what I'm saying? And they're not gonna be worried about themselves. They'll be worried about you. So. I know the day is coming for me, so I'm going to keep holding out and keep on waiting and keep on praying. But I ain't going to keep praying for the same thing because He already heard my prayer one time. But to all those, I definitely want to encourage you to just, you know, wait. And I tend to see that I have younger listeners, so I'm definitely appealing to the younger ones. I know this. Hold on and just wait. There's nothing wrong with waiting. I mean, you just put a higher value on your life, point blank. That's all. Just a higher value on your life. That's all it is. But there's nothing wrong with waiting. I suggest you wait. I definitely do. You'll see the amazing, amazing, amazing things that can happen if you just wait. So. Fortunately, you have a lot of TV shows, commercials, whatever you just name it, just filled with nothing but the opposite of waiting. It's filled with, don't you better not wait, or no, we ain't waiting. I mean, commercials, everything's just off the chain now, even down to the music. The music is not even clean anymore. It doesn't empower people to do anything. It empowers them to do what? Have sex? Sell drugs? That's what I'm hearing. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's not telling them to go to school or whatever, go get some type of education, do something. They be talking about getting laid. I'm like, oh, my goodness, really? I know what I'm definitely tired of seeing is half-naked females. Like, really. Where's the respect? Where is the respect? I mean, it's definitely hard trying to raise a female in this society at this day and age, because you have so many females that just dress themselves pretty much half-naked and don't think there's anything wrong with it. That's fine. But the Bible speaks about, you know what I mean, the way you dress and causing a man to lust after you. That's all it's doing. That is exactly what's going on. And don't nobody got time for that. You got enough foolishness going on already. Enough foolishness, to be honest. But let me take a little spit on it real quick. Patricia Blevins. I know some of the newcomers on the board definitely want to let y'all know about Patricia Blevins, who is the former Senate president for Delaware. Now, she was voted out of her position because she was the president of the House of Senate for Delaware for 26 years. And after 26 years, she is no longer with the House of Senate. The 14 senators had to vote her back in order for her to keep her position. So she doesn't have a seat anymore. But this is the same young lady, this is the same woman who sent me a nasty email and told me pretty much to stop writing and to move on, and that the vote stops there with her. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that's one thing I wouldn't do. If I had a 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter who went missing, I'm not calling. I would have not sent that type of email. That was just so disheartening. But at the same time, what was worse, she did not inform the 14 other senators of what was transpiring. So they got a whiff of what was going on because of all the emails and, you know, the phone calls just flooding them with that heavy paperwork. But not just only myself, I have to say, because it was another client of Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist who was also whiffing in this whole process. So I definitely, you know what I mean, definitely got to give a big up to her. Because it takes, when you're doing legal work, paperwork, it's a lot of strenuous work, And if you have somebody, if you find somebody that's willing to actually do that paperwork with you, that's a blessing. Because most people don't want to do that. Most people do not want to do that. So it's a blessing. You got to cherish those type of people. Some people just take advantage of those type of people. And then that's how they end up. Not seeing them anymore in their life, because just like the Bible says, with, you know, with removing certain things and people out of your life, everything's for a reason. Everything that happens in our life is for a reason. Definitely want to let you know that Miss Blevins. That goes to show, like, you just can't come out your mouth and say what you want to say just because you're in a high position. Everybody has to be held accountable for their actions and will be held accountable for their actions. Because I'm going to continue to press. I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. That's why I said I encourage y'all to keep fighting for whatever your fight may be. You keep fighting. You keep doing what you're doing. Gotta have faith in what you're doing, that's for sure. So, I know it's not easy. Oh, Lord, I know it's not easy. Because I done had some sleepless nights, some breaking days, just trying to meet a deadline for a paper or just whatever. But at the same time, it's rewarding. It is very rewarding to get that big old V, and that V stands for victory. That means got victory over the enemy. Honey, that's the best feeling in the world. That's why I said. Everybody be like, oh, well, you rock with him? Yes, I rock with G-O-D. All day, every day. Shoot. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Can't be ashamed of rocking with G-O-D now. I know my daughter's baby getting the crack out of me when I be going into my little rap mode renditions and stuff like that, but it is what it is. You got to have laughter. It's definitely good for the soul. You know what I'm saying? You can't be uptight all your life. Laughter is good for the soul. It's a place and time for everything. So I definitely believe it's a place and time for everything. But I don't have much left longer in my show. So for those who are new to the show, just tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Daphne will be contacting the young lady with the finances just to give y'all, you know, our single mothers, because it's appealing to anyone, not even just the single mothers, and when it comes to, you know, finances, because she works in financing for the state of Delaware, and she just wants to set up and just show you different tools that, you know, that you can use for your own. So make sure you got your pen and paper to jot stuff down. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go. Y'all have a blessed evening, and tune in each and every night. This is Hope for All Radio Show signing off.